各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
晚上我们继续查考约伯记第三章。
This evening we continue our study of the book of Job, chapter 3.
第三章是约伯的哀歌。
The chapter 3 of Job contains the lamentation of Job.
是他对生命的哀诉。
It's his lament about life.
分为三段。
And it's separated into three segments.
第一段是他自己咒诅他的生日。
In the first segment, he curses the day of his birth.
第二段是他恨恶他的出生。
In the second segment, he hates that he came from the womb.
第三段是他可想死亡。
In the third segment, Job longs to die.
看第一节。
Let's turn to verse 1.
此后约伯开口咒诅自己的生日。
Verse 1, after this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
从第一节到第十节这一段里面。
From verses 1 to 10,
约伯连续讲了11次愿怎么样，愿怎么样。
Job repeats the word may 11 times.
愿就是没有他出生那一日。
The day that he born perish. He was born perish.
愿他出生那一日没有存在。
May the day that he was born not exist.
希望他出生那一夜是门是关闭的。
He hopes that the day that he was born, that the door was closed.
意思说他如果那时候没有出生就没有现在的苦难。
Meaning that if he was not born at that time, he would not have the suffering that he currently endures.
所以他咒诅自己的生日。
So he curses the day of his birth.
但是还好他没有咒诅神。
But it's good that he did not curse God.
二章第九节，他的太太说：“你去掉神你要吃死你的新娘吗？你去掉神，去死吧，死得好，死得算吧，算了吧。”
In chapter 2, verse 9, his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
去掉神就是咒诅神呐。
That is, she was telling him to curse God.
但是他没有咒诅神呐。
But he did not.
他咒诅自己的生日。
Rather, he cursed the day of his birth.
这表明他有极度的苦境很令人难受。
This means that the degree of his suffering was difficult for people to comprehend.
我们想说奇怪他怎么会来自己咒诅自己的生日呢？
We think it is strange how he would curse his own day of birth.
我今天早上有讲
This morning I said,
如果我们处在这个处境每个人大概都是一样。
If we were in the same situation, we probably would all do the same thing.
我们看伟大的先知耶利米。
For example, we look at the great prophet Jeremiah.
看耶利米书二十章十四节。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 14.
耶利米书二十章十四节。
Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
愿我生的那日受咒诅，愿我的母亲产我的那日不蒙福。
Verse 14, cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me.
十四节到十八节是先知耶利米也是在自己咒诅自己的生日。
From verses 14 to 18, Prophet Jeremiah also curses the day of his own birth.
耶利米先知是流泪的先知。
The Prophet Jeremiah was the prophet. Who wept.
他遵照神的吩咐去向百姓来教导传警告。
Following the instructions of the Lord, he went to the people and preached warnings to them.
百姓不但不接受。
Not only did the people not listen to his warnings,
而且都来欺负他讥笑他。
They even bullied him and mocked him.
甚至他的好朋友他的密友也都要来谋害他。
Even his close friends wanted to harm him.
所以让耶利米先知非常的痛苦。
So this caused Prophet Jeremiah a lot of pain.
所以他在这痛苦当中，他也自己咒诅自己的生日。
And in his pain, he also curses his own day of birth.
第二段是约伯他恨恶出生。
So then the second segment of chapter 3 of Job, Job says that he hates that he was born from the he came from the womb.
三章十一节。
Let's look at Job chapter 3 verse 11.
我为何不出母胎而死？为何不出母腹绝气
？Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb?
这一段是他恨恶出生。
In this segment, he hates that he was born.
好，纵使哈啊，前面哈说好他没有出生的那一日那一夜。
So if indeed there was no day of Job's birth.
好，那出生的哈，那为什么不那时候出生就夭折啊？
And so since he was born already, why is it not that he could just die when he was born?
哦啊，为什么我没有夭折继续活下来？
And why is it that he continues to live?
所以我现在才要面对现在这样的痛苦。
And because he continues to live, and so therefore now he has to face this great suffering.
11节到12节哈，就讲了四次为何了。
In verses 11 to 12, he asks the question why four times.
哦，你看到、啊、我没有哈、哦、这个啊、这个出生就夭折。
He says, why did I not perish at birth?
哦，为何有这个妻接受我，有奶哺养我？
Why did the knees receive me, or why did the breast that I should nurse?
不然我早就已经躺卧安睡了。
For now I would have lain still and been quiet. I would have been asleep.
哦，跟下面哦，他所阐述哦各种不同阶级的人。
So later on he also interacts with different levels of people.
哦，不管是哦这个王公贵族、贩夫走卒啊。
Whether it be kings, counselors, or princes.
哦，好像那些他们已经离世的人哦一同安息啊。
He wants to be like those people because they have rested.
现在就不用继续再受痛苦啊。
So they no longer need to suffer.
好，第三段是他可想死亡。
In the third segment, Job longs to die.
好了，纵使有啊出生了，有已经出生了。
Since Job was already born,
也活到现在了。
And he has lived till today.
但是现在很痛苦啊，不要继续再活下去了啦。
But there's a lot of sufferings today, and so he does not want to live anymore.
哦，就好像一般人遇到苦难啊时所说的啊一句话一样。
This is similar to what people say when they are facing tribulations.
如果要让我活，就让我好好的活啊，不让我活哈，你就赶快把我收回去吧。
They say something like, "If you want me to live, then let me live a good life. But if you do not want me to live, then let me go quickly."
哦，所以他啊对生命啊啊困惑。
So he was very unhappy with his life.
20节。
Verse 20.
受患难的人为何有光赐给他？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？
Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul?
23节。
Verse 23.
他们寻见坟墓就快乐，极其欢喜。
Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in?
这里说，对呀、啊，为什么受患难的人神你还是光亮给他呢？
So why is that? He asks why to someone who is in misery, God still gives him light.
意思说，啊，你就不要赐光亮给他，他就不用继续再受患难啊。
Implying that if you do not give light to such a person, that person would not be in misery anymore.
啊，心中愁苦人，神为什么还让存留他的生命呢？
He asks why is it that the people whose heart is suffering, why does God still preserve their life?
他们现在心中最希望的就好可以寻见坟墓啦。
Because in their heart, what they yearn for most is the grave.
哦，这样就快乐，这样就极其的欢喜呀。
Because if they can go to the grave, then they can be happy.
按二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
他们切望死却不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝。
Who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures.
所以他们啊，约伯现在哈、啊、很希望说。现在就结束生命。
So at this moment in time, Job wants to end his life quickly.
他向神求死啊。
He asks God for death, but he does not commit suicide.
他咒诅自己的生日，但是他不是咒诅神哦。
He curses his own life, but he does not curse God.
可见他是心中有神了，跟前面啊神称赞他的话一样哦。
So it is apparent that he is a man who has God in his heart, just consistent with the way God praised him in the beginning.
他是一个敬畏神的人哦。
He is a man who reveres God.
啊，只是现在在极其痛苦当中哈、哦，当然对他生命哈、哦、有一种哀诉了、
啊。But in this current moment of suffering and sadness, he has these complaints about his life.
所以他还是尊重生命的主哦。
But yet he still continues to respect the Lord of life.
啊，最后他对生命的一种。恐惧、
啊。And he at the end here he talks about life.
二十四节。
In verse 24.
我未曾吃饭就发出叹息。
For my sighing comes before I eat.
就是说他以叹息当作食物了啦。
Which is to say that sighing is like his food.
哦，饭也吃不下，觉也睡不着啊。
Because he could not eat and he could not sleep.
哦，那种哦哀哼的声音，好像那个哦涌流的哦那个水啊不断啊。
And his groanings pour out like water that never ends.
二十六节他讲到哈。他的哈这个三不得的恐惧与无奈。
In verse 26, he says that he is not at ease and he is not quiet. He has no rest because trouble comes.
我不得安逸。
He says, I have no rest.
我不得平静。
I am not at ease, nor am I quiet.
我不得安息。
I have no rest.
但是却有患难来到。
Or trouble comes.
这是他的恐惧与无奈。
This is
他的恐惧跟无奈。
This is his fear.
他想要得到的没有得到。
What he wants, he cannot receive.
不想要的患难却一直来到。
But the afflictions that he does not want continue to come to him.
所以他难怪发出这个生命的哀歌。
Therefore, here he laments about life.
一个人在患难当中软弱起来。
When a person is in afflictions, they can become weak.
在生命最痛苦的时候
in the most hurtful time of their life
大概都会像约伯、以利亚、摩西一样
many people would be like Job, like Elijah, and like Moses
向神求死
they will ask God for death
但是他们有一个共同点，这三个人都是敬畏神的
But one common denominator that the three share is that they revere God.
他们不是自杀，他们是向神，也是把这个生命的主权交在神手中。
They do not commit suicide, rather they put the authority of life in the hands of God.
看民数记十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 11.
民数记十一章十五节。
Numbers chapter 11, verse 15.
十一章十五节
Numbers chapter 11 verse 15
你这样对待我我落在你眼前蒙恩求你立时杀把我杀了不叫我看见自己的苦情
If you treat me like this please kill me here and now if I have found favor in your sight and do not let me see my wretchedness
这里是摩西向神求死
Here is where Moses asked God for death
摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及
Moses let the Israelites out of Egypt
顺境的时候以色列百姓也不会感谢也没有肯定
In times of success the Israelites do not thank and nor do they affirm the work of Moses
这个逆境不如意的时候就毁谤批评论断摩西
And in times of difficulty they complain against Moses andthey wrongfully accuse him.
没有东西吃，没有水喝，就攻击摩西。
When there was no food to eat or no water to drink, they attacked Moses.
甚至拿石头要丢死摩西。
They even take stones to try to stone to death Moses.
摩西说，跟神说。
Moses says to God.
这百姓是我的孩子吗
？He says, "Are these my children?"
你怎么叫我把他们抱在怀中，好像母亲在乳养自己的小孩一样？
Why do you ask me to hold them in my bosom like a mother nursing their own child?
所以摩西在这边向神求死。
Therefore, here Moses asks God for death.
他的意思是说，死了就不会看见自己的苦情了。
And he is saying that if he dies, then he will not see his own wretchedness.
那可见，如果我们眼睛一直看自己的苦情真的是越看越苦啊。
And so.We can see that if we are able to see our own wretchedness, then the more we see, the more wretched we'll become.
去探访病痛当中、遭受患难中的弟兄姐妹。
When we visit brothers and sisters who are ill and who are suffering.
每个人都跟我这样说。
Every one of them tell me.
传道，我跟你讲。
Said, preacher, let me tell you this.
这个世界没有比我更可怜的人啊。
In this world, there is no one as pitiable as me.
我最可怜了。
I am the most pitiable.
每个人都跟我这样讲，他最可怜。
Every one of them tell me that they are the most pitiable.
我最苦了。
I am the most bitter.
因为他一直看他的苦情嘛。
They say this because they continue to look at their own wretchedness.
所以越看一定会越苦。
So if the more we look at our own wretchedness, the more bitter we become.
伟大的摩西。
Even for Moses, who is so great,
他也曾经因为他的苦难 向神求死。
He also once asked God for death because of his own afflictions.
伟大的先知以利亚也曾经向神求死。
And also the great prophet Elijah once asked God for death.
看列王记上十九章第四节。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 4.
列王记上十九章第四节。
1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 4.
第四节。自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死说：耶和华神啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因我不胜于我的列祖。
Verse 4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, it is enough, now Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers.
这里也是以利亚的向神求死。
Here is where Elijah asked God for death.
他也是看到自己的苦情。
He too saw his own afflictions.
这个期待的落差。
And how his expectations, the results have fallen short of his expectations.
在加密山上，百姓振臂呼喊说：耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
On the top of Mount Carmel, the people shouted, the Lord is God, the Lord is God.
如果我们是以利亚，我们真的是哇，非常的震撼。现在下山以色列百姓信仰要复兴了。
At that moment in time, if we were Elijah, we would also think that that is the moment, the turning point where when they come down from the mountain, the Israelites will revive their faith in God.
结果一下山，以色列百姓大家安静无声。
But as soon as they came down from the mountains, the Israelites became quiet.
只听到一个人很大声的在那边呛声，很大声的在那边恐吓以利亚。
They only hear one person's voice threatening Elijah.
明日就要你的命啊！
That saying, in the next day, your life will be asked of you.
所以那个期待极大的落差。
So the results greatly.Fell short of Elijah's expectations.
好像我在加密山上所做的一切都落空。
It is as if everything he did on Mount Carmel was in vain.
白忙一场。
That he was busying himself in vain.
国王亚哈也都还是一样。
And King Ahab was still the same.
所以圣经说第三节，以利亚见这个光景就起来逃命了。
And so therefore in verse 3 here it says that when Elijah saw these things he arose and ran for his life.
所以他到最后就向神来求死。
And in the end he asked God for death.
在这个患难病痛当中的人
For people who are in illness and tribulation.
他的言论一定是比较灰心偏激的。
The language that you use will be more desperate and more sad.
就好像约伯记第三章约伯的言论一样。
Like the language that Job uses in Job chapter 3.
咒诅自己的生日。
He curses his own date of birth.
恨恶他的出生。
He hates his own birth.
可想要现在就死亡。
And he wants immediate death.
所以我们面对这样的负面的言论。
In the face of such negative language,
我们不用害怕。
We do not need to fear.
我们也不必去纠正他。
Neither do we need to correct such a person.
因为他说过了就没事了。
Because after they have spoken, they will be fine.
不要否定他现在负面的情绪跟言论。
There's no need for us to reject the present state of their emotions and their language.
他总是要有一个发泄的管道。
Because people always need somewhere to release.
但是通常我们在旁边听到他讲这些话。
But oftentimes, the people who are next to a person who speaks such words,
一定会马上制止。
Will quickly put an end to that speech.
你不要这样讲啦。
Saying, "Don't say such things."
你怎么咒诅自己的生日呢？
How can you curse the day of your own birth?
你怎么在求死呢？
How can you ask for death?
纠正他。
They'll try to correct them, saying that's wrong.
就不让他讲了。
And stop them from talking.
就让他讲。
But you should ask, let them talk.
他讲完就没事了。
And after they talk, it will be fine.
在患难病痛当中的人呢？
For people who are in affliction and illness,
他现在最需要的是什么？
What is it that they need the most?
你不是你去纠正他，教导他。
It is not for us to correct them or to teach them.
是听他讲话。
Rather, they need someone to listen to them.
哦，这是约伯后来跟他朋友讲的哦。
This is something that Job himself said to his friends later on.
看约伯记十三章第五节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 13, verse 5.
约伯记十三章第五节。
Job chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
惟愿你们全然不作声，这就算你们的智慧。
Verse 5. Oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom.
后来约伯讲完话之后，他的三个朋友就开始车轮战哈。来纠正他，与他辩论。
Now after Job's lamentation, his three friends begin to correct him and to argue with him.
哦，最后约伯跟他们讲说，希望你们全然不作声。
And at the end, Job tells them that he wishes that they would be silent.
听我讲话诉苦就好。
He just wanted them to listen to Job talk and complain.
啊，这样。就显出你们的智慧来。
And if they would do so, then they would reveal their wisdom.
看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
你们不要作声，任凭我吧，让我说话，无论如何我都承担。
Hold your peace with me and let me speak. Then let come on me what may.
哦，约伯希望他的朋友让他好好的讲，把话说完。
Job just wishes that his friends would allow him to finish talking.
好啊，不管怎么样，我讲话我自己承担啊。
He says, "Let come on me what may. Whatever I say, let me bear the burdens."
啊，继续看十七节。
Let's also read verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
你们要细听我的言语，使我所辩论的入你们的耳中。
17. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears.
约伯希望他的朋友好好听他的讲话啦。
Job just wants his friends to listen carefully to what he says.
那可见约伯在讲话的时候，他朋友根本没有在听啦。
So this tells us that while Job was speaking, his friends were not listening.
就是说，现在听他讲的时候，心中就要想说，等一下我要怎么纠正你啊？
While they were listening to Job, in their minds, they were thinking about how they were going to correct him.
有些时候我们跟人家讲话也是这样，人在家在讲哦，感觉上我们有在听，其实没有在听，是在讲说哦，等一下我怎么来纠正你啊？
Sometimes we're the same. When we're listening to other people talk, we're not really listening. In our minds, we're thinking about how we will correct them later on.
所以约伯说，希望我讲的话真的能入你们的耳中啦。你有听入去无？你们真的有听进去吗？
Therefore, Job here really wants his words to enter into the ears of his friends.
哦，所以我们不要急着去跟他讲话纠正他啦。
So let us not quickly, correct another person's speech.
哦，他最需要的哈，就是有人用慈爱的心听他讲肺腑之言。
What they really need is somebody to with a good heart listen to the complaints that they have in their heart.
最重要的是
，What is most important?
不要本来是要去安慰人，到最后变成哈伤害人。
Is that we do not end up.Hurting somebody, even though in the beginning we were trying to comfort them.
约伯三个朋友其实来的动机是好的，就是要来安慰约伯啊，为他悲哀啊。
Job's three friends' original intentions were good. That is, they were coming here to comfort Job and also lament with him.
但是到最后有安慰到约伯吗
？But in the end, did they comfort Job?
反而恶度伤害约伯。
No, rather they hurt him even more.
所以安慰者变成伤害者。
So in this case, the comforter became.The people who cause more harm.
啊，这是他三个朋友来的原理动机吗？绝对不是。我们想，他这三个朋友一定，他本来就是好的动机嘛。
But this certainly it was not the original intent of these three friends because their original intention was to help.
好，我们看约伯记十六章第一节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 16, verse 1.
十六章第一节。
Job chapter 16, verse 1.
约伯回答说：“这样的话我听了许多。”你们安慰人，反倒叫人愁烦。
Verses 1 and 2. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all.
约伯也承认，也肯定他们朋友来的用意。
Job also confirms, he understands the intention behind his friends visiting him.
没有错，你们来是要安慰我。
He knows.That they come to comfort him.
但是现在反倒令我更愁烦呢，你没有安慰到我呢。
But now, they come, and he is even more miserable, and he was not comforted at all.
第四节
Verse 4
我也能说你们这样的话，你们若处在我的处境，我也会联络言语攻击你们，又能向你们摇头。第五节。
Five.
但我必用口来坚固你们，用嘴消解你们的忧愁。
Verses 4 and 5. I also could speak as you do if your soul were in my soul's place. I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you, but I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief.
约伯要他的朋友将心比心。
Job wants have his friends be in his own position.
所以他先把话颠倒过来讲。
So he reverses his statement.
如果你们处在我的处境，我也用你们这样的话来回答你。
He says, if your soul, if you're in my own place, I could also heap up words against you.
看你们觉得怎么样。
And see how you would feel.
所以有些时候我们要换位思考。
So sometimes we have to take different roles. We have to imagine ourselves in different roles and think about how we would act.
如果我是他,
For example, if I were this person,
我会怎么样?
How would I feel?
但是哦,通常我们都是说,我不会像他啦。
But most of the time we say, I would never be like such a person.
哦,如果我像他遇到这个事情哦,我也不会哭啦,我也不会哦,这么痛苦啦。
We say, if I was like this person and I faced these difficulties, I would never cry about it. I would never... lament about it.
还没有遇到不知道了，遇到才知道啊。
But oftentimes, you don't know until you actually have to deal with such a situation.
搞不好我们遇到时候，哈，叫的比他，哭的比他更厉害嘞。
It may be possible that when you're suffering, you cry even more than.
搞不好连站都站不稳，都已经哦，已经啊，跌卧在地上了。
It may be
整个人都瘫掉了。
It may even be that if it came to your turn, that you would not even be able to stand. You would just be on the ground.
啊，但是约伯说。但是如果是我，我会用我的口来坚固你们。
But here, Job says that if he was in the other position, he would use his mouth to strengthen them.
来消除你们的忧愁。
And to comfort them, to relieve them of their griefs.
这是约伯的哀歌。
This is the lamentation of Job.
好，约伯一讲完之后。
After Job finishes talking.
他的三个朋友开始讲话了。
His friends start to speak.
哦、原本是没有讲话，在旁边陪伴他，这是好的哦。
Originally, they did not say anything; they were just accompanying Job, and that was good.
但是为什么开始讲话
？But why do they start speaking?
因为听到约伯这个负面消极呀、啊。
It was because they heard how negative Job was.
哦，又向神求死啊。
How he asked God for death.
所以三个人就开始哈、车轮战三回合哈、跟约伯哈、来谈论、辩论受苦的问题。
So the three of them start to dispute with Job about the question of suffering.
从第四章到二十八章
Beginning from verse chapter 4 and ending in chapter 28.
与三个朋友三回合的辩论
The three dispute with Job.
第四章第五章、是以利法第一次的讲论
In chapters 4 and 5 contains Eliphaz's first speech.
他的重点是放在、受苦就是因为人犯罪。
His main theme is that human suffering is based on sin.
第四章是以利法对约伯的责备。
Chapter 4 is Eliphaz's reproaches.
因为他大概三个朋友当中年纪最大的。
Because he was perhaps the oldest of the three friends.
所以有一点倚老卖老。
He might just be like suffering from old age.
就是用他的经验来做根据。
And he is using his own experience as evidence.
指出说哦，凡事情发生一定有它的原因嘛。
Stating that if something happens, there must be a reason behind it.
约伯，你遭受祸患这个原因啊，就是因为你的罪行啦。
So he says that the reason why Job, you have such suffering is because of your sin.
第一段是他对约伯表现失望。
In the first segment, Eliphaz. Explains his disappointment at Job's behavior.
四章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.